Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Women's Small Business Month, and all month long here at 99.1 The Mix, we are showcasing women in our community that own some pretty incredible businesses. You get to learn about these businesses, but also if you are an entrepreneur, someone that's in the business world, or you hope to be one day, we're getting some insight into what it took to start these businesses, what inspires these women, how do they handle the hard days, adversity, and so much more. And so I had to make sure I brought in Dr. Aaliyah Fox, who is a force in the Milwaukee community. She's also voted Milwaukee Top Doctor for 2024. She is an adult and pediatric anesthesiologist. She's involved in so many different charities throughout the community, but she is also the proud owner of H2O Health Hydration Oasis. You're probably thinking, wait, what is this? Or maybe you've been to one of her locations. We're going to learn more about Dr. Aaliyah Fox and H2O Health Hydration Oasis in this interview. So Dr. Fox, thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. It's been amazing.
I love when I get to bump into you, Dr. Fox, because you always just bring such great energy. You're a positive person. You're smiling, and you're really so supportive and encouraging of all kinds of people in the community, but especially when it comes to women. And I admire you greatly for what you're doing with H2O Health Hydration Oasis. Tell everybody a little bit about what your business is.
Yeah, so initially 7 years ago, we started as just IV therapy. So as an anesthesiologist at my regular job, I'm the person that's starting IVs, giving infusions, letting people be safe through surgery. And then when they're sleeping, give them their magnesium or calcium or things to optimize that they need when they're sleeping.
Which, by the way, that is a whole different interview. Like what you do as an anesthesiologist and needles and the whole thing. It's like, oh my gosh. And with kids,
yes,
you do this with children too.
I do. My little nuggets, I do.
I would be so scared to do that. But you're like, no, this is what I do. I mean, you're in the business of taking care of people.
Correct. So that is, I really love that you brought that up. I say that to a lot of people when they say, well, why is your office different than, you know, another place that's down the road? Because a lot of other individuals, and I don't, you know, this is an unpopular opinion, but there is business in healthcare. However, I tell people that healthcare is my business because I do that full time. That is the career. You know, I dedicated myself to healthcare. I still do that full time. But yes, I also have an office on the side that I can help individuals in other modalities. But I didn't specifically get a certificate or an education level just so that I could make money off of a service. Like that was just, you know, something to the side. So
yeah, you're passionate about helping people.
For
and
sure.
Having known you for so many years, I can attest that that is the truth. That's who you are to your core. So H2O Health, what are some of the reasons why people come to you?
Well, I'll tell you, I was the first patient because, you know, it was COVID and we were working hard and I was a hot mess, Elizabeth, for sure. So I was super heavy. I was tired all the time. I think I was starting to have a little bit of what we call personal summers, but I thought, oh, I'm too young. I don't know. So traditionally, if you go to your doctor, they may just sort of throw a bunch of maybe it's this, maybe it's that, let's try this pill, let's run a lab. But if things look quote unquote normal to them, then it's just something you have to deal with. Differently at H2O, we are actually able to create and customize blueprints for things that are deficient in your lab work. So
wow.
Let's say Elizabeth comes in and she's low on selenium and folic acid and zinc and all of these other things that are so crucial to your metabolism, the way you feel, your energy, but aren't normally checked by your primary doctor. Then we create the Elizabeth infusion. So IV therapy just for you.
So it's really personalized.
It is absolutely personalized. Yes.
Walked in there. Are you doing a blood test?
Yes, we have in-house labs.
Okay.
And then aside from
that. And they know right away?
It takes a couple days.
Oh,
yeah, get it back. But then we know. We're not just kind of blanketing, oh, let's try, you know, refresh or immune or the pretty
one. Yeah, like
one.
I come in there and I feel like I'm getting a cold coming on.
Yes.
You want to actually find out, okay, what are you deficient in and
correct.
How can we serve that?
And you don't always have to go that route of like, I want the the bespoke customized thing. Sometimes you're just, I was at a Brewers game and it's Monday and you got to help me out a little
bit. Yeah, or you're at a, bachelor party or a bachelorette party
for
or
sure.
something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's kind of the foundation of what we do, but we also do hormone optimization. So no longer do women or men too have to suffer with, I'm just tired, something's happening, I feel like I just can't handle things anymore, am I going crazy, I don't know. We are able to do more blood work and kind of figure out where you're at in that sort of landscape of life. And similar to like if your thyroid was a little bit low, they may throw a little bit of Armour thyroid or something your way to help support. We do the same thing when it comes to hormones because we know estrogen and testosterone are super important for both men and women as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to your business, you have two locations.
Yep.
Where are they?
One's in the Third Ward on Jefferson Street over by the Milwaukee Ballet. And then the other is in Brookfield at the corner of Greenfield and Calhoun.
And can people just walk in?
They can. So you can go online and book yourself at your convenience. You can give us a call or they can walk in as well.
And again, it's hydrationoasis.com or you can follow them on social. Instagram is at H2OMKE. You kind of talked about this a second ago. The idea came from, where did it come from that you wanted to really focus on doing this for other people? Did you see a need? Was this something that you were doing with for friends on the side because you're an
anesthesiologist? This is my party gig. Check this out.
You know what I mean? Like an IV party. Like where did this really come from that you thought this is the idea?
So I did my residency at the Cleveland Clinic. So the Cleveland Clinic is actually home of the Institute of Functional Medicine. So when I was there, our department chairman was actually best friends with Dr. Oz. Remember Dr. Oz from TV? So when we
Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Yes. When we were little baby anesthesia residents, they would come in and talk about treating the whole patient. Anything that you can do to help optimize the patient while you have them for this procedure, this is our job. And so it was, what is your true age? All these kind of, different ideas of thinking about optimization and making somebody at their best level possible. And so that was always kind of in the back of my mind. Over time, I'm training and, I've got a surgical tech who's 8 weeks pregnant and she's throwing up, poor thing, with, morning sickness. And she was like, Dr. Fox, can you help me out? Can you just give me, we knew that fluids would help her get through her shift.
Sure.
So yeah, sometimes we'd be like, girl, grab a seat and let me help you out and get through life. I think finally, one day I had a friend out in LA and we were just talking and we came back from a conference and he said, why is there nowhere that we can go that is reputable and safe and amazing to do this kind of therapy for migraines? My mother suffered from a lot of migraines. I'm a migraine girl myself. Or bad sushi, or just in general.
Like you said, even I think of women that are pregnant and morning sickness and trying to get through all the changes of your body when that's happening.
Absolutely. Yep. So I said, well, who better to do it than an anesthesiologist who does it all the time? So I did some market research here in Milwaukee, and actually there really wasn't anything around that I was aware. So I said, okay, I want to do this.
And it's been incredible what you're doing because you have a lot of really incredible people that come and see you too.
I do.
I know we don't like to say names necessarily, but some really tall people,
yes, very tall people
in the city of Milwaukee that are really good at sports go to Dr. Aaliyah Fox. I have family members that come to you. And actually, I was telling my husband too. I said, I'm talking to Dr. Fox. And he's lately been feeling his energy's low. He's traveling a lot for work. He's on planes. He's eating out at his restaurants. I'm like, you need to get in there. It'd just be something to give you a little boost. I know a girlfriend of mine who has 4 kids and is super busy, firefighter wife. So a husband's busy with work. She was feeling like just garbage for about 2 weeks straight. And I told her about you and she came in and she's like, oh my gosh, she felt great.
That's awesome.
It was so worth it. And that's what you're about. That's what you're about.
And it really makes us happy to be able to affect change in people. And moreover, Elizabeth, I really pride my staff. I've got full-time nurse practitioners. This isn't like I took a course in whatever and that's who works for me. No, these are tried and true.
And that I was going to ask, that's my next question.
Yes.
Let's talk about who you have on your team and how do you, as a business owner, find good people? Like, how are you vetting these people? How do you know, okay, I need you to be a part of this team when it comes to the hiring process?
Sure. A lot of it, just over time will be a little bit of, trying people out. But I feel like, and this is for anybody who wants to, own a business or hire, you have to invest in your A players. When you come across an individual who has the educational background, who has the skill set, and you'll know when you're talking to them, like, are their goals in line with you? Do they want to invest in you and vice versa? That person is worth investing your time, your energy, your, you know, finances, business, all of that into, because they will be with you for the long term, and that's what you want. So,
and that's the backbone of your business.
For sure. For sure.
It's great to hear you say that, because I'm sure there's people listening to this right now that are maybe thinking they don't feel that way where they're working. If they're not feeling that they're getting valued, then maybe that's not a good fit. But I think it's important for business owners to recognize, hey, we want to keep these people.
Yes.
And it's important, like you said, in investing in them.
Yeah.
And what do you do when it comes to the hard days? And for you, that can look really different. That could be maybe you're feeling like, okay, we need to bring in more business, and that's not happening. Or perhaps there's frustrated customers. I mean, there's bad days in business.
There are.
How do you handle that?
Well,
you're busy. I mean, my gosh, you are a full-time anesthesiologist and you have this company. Like, how do you handle that?
A lot of it just comes back to the human side, Elizabeth. I really, if it's a patient or a client that has something, you know, I want to personally touch base with them. If it is one of my staff members, I think that, you know, this is a journey in life that we're all going through, and I don't want to sound too cheesy on it, but when it comes down to it, we really are just all people, and a lot of things can be fixed or improved if we just do a better job about communicating. But I myself, for de-stressing, if you see any of my Facebook posts, I'm into like those K-dramas. It's so funny. I just like to watch something that's, you know, a whole transport me to a different world and just entertain me and just kind of shut it off, because every day, all day for my regular job, it's high functioning, you know, alarms and physiology and pharmacology and patient safety and all of that. And so when I finally get to, you know, maybe half an hour, an hour, I just want to really unplug and just be entertained and not think.
And so, not think about it. I mean, it's kind of your form of meditation.
Correct.
That
correct.
You're like, that part is done right now and you're focusing on something else and you have your mind on other things.
Yeah.
That's important to do. I mean, you're a high energy person. You're a really high performance person. And there's a lot of people asking so much of you too. So you need to take that time to just shut it down and do your own thing.
And that's important to let other people know, like these people that are thinking about businesses, is that yes, you will have to fill everyone else's cup, but I cannot stress enough that you have to fill your own. You will not be any good to anybody running at 20 or 30%. I am here to tell you, because I lived it myself. I was not healthy, like mentally, physically, all of that. So you have to remember that you come first, you know, put your own mask on first, like
your own
in the airplane.
Oxygen mask on first.
You got
yeah.
it. Yep. But don't forget about yourself.
Well, and don't be wearing burnout like it's a badge, because I think we're learning that that's not a badge we really can wear for a very long time. And if you are feeling burnout, go to H2O Health and get yourself some IV therapy so you'll feel a little bit better. So who helped you behind the scenes to get this going? Who are some of the people that were there with you in your corner when you had this idea? I know you mentioned your friend in LA kind of brought this up.
But yep. So honestly, it was my husband, myself, and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. So my husband's brother and his wife. We were the core four, you know, as we refer to, and we just said, we're going to do this. And we sat, it was many nights, almost like in college, you know, with the notepad and scribbling ideas.
Yeah.
And very rudimentary, but like, that's where it came from. It was just, how do we take a concept, an idea, and make it accessible to people, but still have that same expectation of service and standards and healthcare and that we have in the hospital. So here we are.
Well, let's talk about growing the business. And that can be intimidating for a lot of people too. Now that you have two locations, when did you know it was the time to do that? And talk to us about that process.
Well, Milwaukee is an amazing city, but it's kind of funny in that there are secret zones, meaning if you live in one area, people tend not to want to go to another area, because let's say you live in Cedarburg and I ask you to come to Brookfield. Ugh. That's like going to Chicago. Like, what is it really?
Look, being born and raised in Milwaukee, I know what you are saying. Yeah. I get that.
That's a line. You can't cross it.
It's like Waukesha County, Milwaukee County, Ozaukee County. Everyone's kind of in their little pockets.
Right, right. But I think you will know, because you get to a point where you have things, I don't want to say on autopilot, but you've gotten to like a cruise control level where things are flowing and working really well, but you're just not able to reach as many people because you've bottlenecked just physical space or staff in one area. And so you have to expand and branch out to another one. So,
and what inspires you? Who, you know, who's the person? What is it?
I hate to sound, you know, what everybody says, but it really is my mom. So she was the youngest of seven in rural Michigan. And she realized at that time that the only way to get out is either get married or join the military. So as a minor, she got my grandpa to sign and she joined the army and went all the way across the world to Japan. Yep, by herself. I don't know many 17 or 18 year olds now that would do that. But
yeah.
She wanted to see the world, and so she met so many different people. Obviously, here I came along the way.
Yeah.
But just how she was able to say that you've got one life, and while she did bestow upon me the importance of people and the human side, she, whether she realizes or not, she did also let me know that I need to take care of me. I need to show up and do the best job that I can, because at the end of the day, I'm the representative. So I think that I kind of have that little sort of harsh side to me because of her, you know, military, independent. You know, I didn't have a dad growing up, so I just, it was all hers.
What is your mom's name?
Her name is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Well, you were saying on your way in here, you talk to your mom every single day.
Every morning, yep.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a really great tribute to your mom, yeah, and she'll appreciate hearing that. One of my favorite questions to ask each of these women that we've talked to all month long, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you were first starting H2O Health? And again, think about other women and men, in fact, that could be listening to this, that are thinking about wanting to go into the path of entrepreneurship.
Sure.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. I will tell you that everybody isn't the real deal. What I mean is people will start to want to help you, be your friend, let's do this, let's do that. But a lot of times they want a piece of you for some reason or another, and it's not necessarily as genuine as you may think. Let's be friends so then you can donate to my so-and-so or things like that.
Yeah.
So that piece of yourself back, you don't owe anyone to be an open book either. Like if you feel like you need to keep some things personal or don't want to, you know, open your whole family up to everything, people don't have a right to know every single thing about you either. So
true.
And don't take things personally. You're allowed to make mistakes or not have all the answers. Just because you're the owner of a business doesn't, you don't know it all. Like you are growing on the journey as well. And sometimes you just don't know. And it's okay to say, I don't know, or I'll get back to you, or let me look into that.
And also why it's important to invest in those really great people that maybe those are their strengths.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
And having those people on your team. And how can we support H2O Health?
You know, I don't say, oh, come to my business, but it's really...
I'll say it, go to her business. I don't know anyone that's ever regretted it, that has ever left and like, oh, that was a waste of my time. No one has ever said that.
I do appreciate that. I mean, we really, really do, Elizabeth, pride ourselves on, you know, like our consults with patients, like we're there for an hour or more. Like we really want not only to explain things to the patient, I want you to be part of the process. I want you to make decisions. I want you to understand what doing one versus another means for you. That's so, so important to me. So I think that just, I want people to do their due diligence that if you're going to go to a place for some type of a service, like, is it a physician that even lives in this state? Is this somebody that just signs off on a chart for someone who paid a couple thousand dollars to have a franchise? I mean, what is the accountability and responsibility of like the ownership or the, you know, direction of that place? So that's what I want people to do is,
yeah, do your due diligence.
Who's there? Who's running it? And you owe that to yourself. You know, I tell people, just like you don't necessarily want to buy a steak in a gas station, these are also procedures and things that you're putting into your body. So you want to make sure that, you know, it's from a legit, reputable place.
Yeah, and you're doing your due diligence.
For sure.
And what do you want your legacy to be?
I just want, when people hear my name or think about me, I just hope that they smile. Hope that I made a good difference.
Well, you are doing that. I can tell you that that is what's tied to you and your name. Thank you for coming in here and talking with all of us and sharing your wisdom and taking time out of your busy schedule and telling us how you got where you are today and what H2O Health is all about, because you are at your core, Dr. Fox, helping people. And thanks for helping and inspiring other business owners and essentially helping the community feel better with what you do at H2O Health.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And again, the website is hydrationoasis.com. Look into it, make an appointment, or you can follow them on social media at H2OMKE. And you can also get more information at 991themix.com. Dr. Fox, anything else you want to add?
Go Bucks.
Hey, go Bucks. So awesome. Thank you, Dr. Fox. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.